From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump saying Friday the summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could still happen in June as planned.
It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
Trump said U.S. and North Korean officials are engaged in talks aimed at reviving plans for the summit. North Korea said Friday it is still willing to sit for denuclearization talks with the U.S. at any time, in any format. Trump canceled the planned talks with Kim on Thursday, blaming recent threatening statements by Pyongyang to pull out of the summit over what it saw as confrontational remarks by the U.S. An explosion caused by a homemade bomb ripped through an Indian restaurant at a mall in the Toronto suburb of Mississauga. Canadian police say 15 people were injured. Peel Regional Police Chief Jennifer Evans provided the public with what's known about the suspects.
Two men wearing hoodies were seen entering the restaurant with an IED, which is an improvised explosive device. The men were seen fleeing the scene immediately following the explosion.
Evans said there is no indication this is a terrorist act or hate crime. Officials said three Indian Canadians suffered critical injuries and were taken to the hospital. Ireland voted Friday on whether to end the country's strict abortion ban. An Irish Times exit poll released Friday night projected a landslide victory for those who want to loosen abortion laws. But official results are not expected until Saturday afternoon. We have more coverage of this on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed an international investigation into the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 over East Ukraine in 2014. The Netherlands and Australia said Friday they are holding Russia legally responsible and will seek compensation for the rocket strike that took the plane down. VOA's Martin Seacrest has more.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Blok also said that a possible next step would be presenting the case to an international court. The United Nations is urgently appealing for $280 million in life-saving aid for Ethiopia. It will help more than 1 million people over the next 6 months who have been displaced by conflict and drought. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, says emergency operations must be urgently scaled up, namely for the people in the border areas of Ethiopia's Oromia and Somali regions. The two communities have been engaged in a territorial dispute for the past year, involving competition over resources, including wells and grazing land. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says 2 years of back-to-back drought worsened living conditions and that those regions require immediate life-saving aid because they are in a state of crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Laerke says the most critical needs for those in Oromia and the Somali regions include emergency health and nutrition services. Tourism officials say Hawaii's Big Island has lost about $3 million for May, June, and July as major cruise lines have canceled planned stops because of an erupting volcano. Scientists say explosive eruptions are occurring daily and lava is flowing from several cracks in the ground. Two homemade bombs targeted the Iraqi Communist Party headquarters Friday, which is tied to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, that won Iraq's parliamentary election. That's according to a party official and security sources. No one was hurt. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.